I'm Sylvia Maria Gross.
And I'm Susan Wilson. Casey Currents is KCUR's weekly magazine show. We use voices, stories, and sound to take you to neighborhoods around the region.
Google has promised Kansas City speed of light internet. The potential for residents, businesses, schools, and hospitals, we've been told, is enormous. But in the years since the Google Fiber project was announced, we've heard very few concrete ideas for how to take advantage of the superfast network. Now, the founders of a new organization called Connecting for Good have a proposal to provide internet access to people who aren't connected at all. They want to start by building a low or no-cost wireless network on top of Google Fiber in Rosedale, Kansas City, Kansas. Connecting for Good co-founder Michael Limada is here to explain. So I'm curious, what interested you in starting the organization Connecting for Good? Had you heard about the Google Fiber project yet?
Well, it actually came about because I work as a consultant with nonprofits, and I had some partners who are in the technology realm who service local nonprofits. And so we began more or less last summer to talk about, you know, how could we do some training and seminars and things like that to help nonprofits have a better understanding of technology. And as we began, you know, just meeting around that, all of the announcements of Google Fiber came around and shifted our attention to this wonderful opportunity that we have before us now.
What was your first thought when you heard about this idea of the gigabit internet coming to Kansas City?
Well, I've been an internet user myself since 1994. If you remember the old bulletin board systems, I actually had to access through one of those dial-up bulletin boards to get any access to the internet. So now thinking, you know, where we are in the possibilities, it's just thrilling. Looking back that far to now, we never could have imagined where it would be today. And so we have before us an awesome opportunity. And, of course, one of the things about I've spent most of my career, you know, working in social services with the homeless, the addicted, I'm acutely aware of the fact that this digital divide exists out there. And so I guess both Rick Dean and myself, who would be co-founders of Connecting for Good, understand that, you know, if this is going to really impact our community, we want to make sure that everybody has a chance to benefit from it.
How do you define this idea of the digital divide?
One element of the digital divide is just not being able to connect. I mean, I think the public libraries do a wonderful job, but normally, you know, there's a long waiting period and you've only got an hour to, and you can't really get much going in an hour. Say if you want to do a resume or a job application online, you know, that your opportunities are limited. We're a Kansas corporation, nonprofit corporation, and our base is in the Rosedale area. And so we know that, you know, for years the school district has been giving kids laptops, which they take home. But
all the kids in the school district, I don't know what grades, but certainly the high school, right?
Yes. But when you go home and you don't have any internet access, you know, you suddenly it's not as anywhere near as effective a tool as it could be.
Yeah, it's interesting thinking about how much, when I'm using my computer at home, how many of the programs I'm using involve the internet.
Well, that's just right. And if you really understand where the internet is going today with, you know, applications all being on the cloud, I mean, pretty soon we won't have to buy a Microsoft Word for our word processor. I mean, it's all going to be hosted applications. It's ultimately going to be that unless you have bandwidth, you're just not going to be able to access some of the essential tools that our society asks of us to be proficient in. A lot of our, you know, what's prompted us to do Connecting for Good is a lot more personal on-the-ground experience. Rick, our co-founder, has family members who live right there in Rosedale who cannot connect because of the expense of it. They just don't have the budget for that. And I think that's, you know, the first element of the digital divide. The second is the fact that a lot of people, even though they may be connected, don't really understand what they can do with the internet. I mean, there's opportunities for online education. There's opportunities for getting health information. There's opportunities to connect with people around the world. You know, when you think of free bandwidth, which is what we're working on, It's not so that you can watch YouTube forever. You know, it's really so you can become to do things that will benefit your life and improve your social, health, economic situation.
Now, part of the reason Google initially chose KCK for the fiber optic project was, as they stated, because of the potential for developing solutions to this issue of the digital divide. Do you know of other programs here locally that are working specifically on this or on how to make the fiber optic cable more accessible?
Well, I know there's a lot of talk so far, and I think there's a lot of great thinking going around. But I think at least for us, you know, we're very much practical thinking guys, and we just say, what can we do right now that will make a world of difference? And so that's where the first step of trying to provide free or affordable bandwidth, you know, that's the basic thing. If you can't connect, you can't do anything with this opportunity.
Why did you think of Rosedale in the first place? And you mentioned your co-founder lives there.
Exactly. Well, I think one of the things that attracted me is the fact that it's kind of a microcosm of our whole community. I mean, our ultimate goal is to create a model that can be replicated elsewhere. You know, it is a low-income area, a very high percentage of people are minorities, recent immigrants. There's a lot of children there, but also a cross-section of the community in terms of economically. There are seniors. There are some pretty sizable public housing projects. And, of course, we know that's where a lot of the most needy people are. And so for us to wire those up, you know, is a really easily doable thing. We have the feeling that if we can do it in Rosedale, then it can be done in any of a community in our area. From our perspective, getting a wireless network up is the easy part. I mean, if we had the money, we could start construction on it today. But the question is, what do you do with it? And that's going to be the execution that's going to be much more involved. And so if we could do it with a smaller community and make it work and get the bugs out as a kind of a beta testing experience, I think that will really help the whole community to be able to move this concept further.
And let's talk about the specifics of the plan. The first is a free wireless community network or possibly low cost.
Yeah, well, I mean, part of the issue is, you know, it's going to cost quite a bit of money to put it up, but it's also going to cost quite a bit of money to sustain it. We're going to have to hire staff. We'll have to do, maintenance and support. And so our plan is to do more of a tiered approach. It starts free, and then as you go up $10, $25, $35 is right now what we're thinking for the max. Those who can pay will contribute to the community network and keep it going.
And if people pay more, they'll get more bandwidth.
Well, that's the idea, because, of course, the bandwidth is a lot dependent upon the equipment that's in your proximity. You know, Google has announced that they would have, free nodes, that there are public buildings, there are government buildings, there are schools where they're actually going to run fiber into it at no charge. And so we would like to go to those nodes and actually broadcast the bandwidth from there. And, of course, the way the whole thing works is that you start with one antenna broadcasting this way, and then it's picked up, you know, a few blocks down by another one, which would broadcast it to other nodes in the neighborhood. And so ultimately what happens is, you know, the free bandwidth will be the smallest transmitter, you might say. And then as you get into higher levels of the service, you actually may have one of those on your own home. And, of course, in some ways, it's for what we hope to produce, you know, up to 50 megabytes right now is going to be the cheapest internet in Kansas City. We know also that Google has applied for a patent to do gigabit wireless, which isn't out yet. But we're looking at working with a company that has told us that if, when that happens, that it'll be really easy to update the equipment we were installing to handle that as well.
Now, one of the challenges I would think is that Google has not yet announced a pricing structure for the Google Fiber, and in fact, they're late on delivering it. What if they end up offering it for a very low price or on some kind of sliding scale? Would this wireless network then be necessary?
That's a good question. I'm not sure. I'm not sure where the price point is going to be yet. I'm assuming that it's closer to cable. And in that case, it would be out of reach of most of the people we're talking about.
What about the e-community center that you've envisioned?
Rosedale itself doesn't have a community center of any kind at all. And so that community, you know, which is a 4-square-mile area with about 14,000 residents, has nowhere at all where they can gather. You know, the Wi-Fi is not going to get you up to the full gigabyte speed, but to have an actual center where you can plug in and experience that is really part of our plan. We've actually had some talks with the KCK Public Library System about doing a virtual branch. You know, a library with no bookshelves, where people would come in and use tablet PCs or laptops to access all the resources that are available digitally, and also to do a lending thing where they could use the tablet PCs or laptops to browse, you know, the collections and have them brought down and return them and bring them back. One of the things that we understand is that living in this digital world, community is a gigantic thing. Not just, you know, communities through Twitter, Facebook, etc., but I think also just engaging as a group in some of the things that we can benefit from as far as learning and participation. And we hope that the community center could be a magnet for entrepreneurs as well. We've talked about something we've called the launch pad. Because if we provide a place where the full-blown fiber is available, we are hoping that people will set up shop with us and begin to develop new applications right there in the needy neighborhoods. I think one of the things that I'm absolutely convinced of is that access equals opportunity.
What about partners in the neighborhood?
Wendy Wilson is actually, you know, lent a lot of leadership to Connecting for Good, and she's been a longtime executive director of the Rosedale Development Association. So they are definitely our major partner, which is really wonderful, too, because, you know, they are a very organized and well-regarded group, and it's helped us a lot to understand, you know, what we're working with, and I think will also help us to move things forward because of the relationship with the residents.
What was their reaction? I wonder, when you brought this idea to them, did they have some ideas that maybe you hadn't thought of yet?
Well, they'd actually been kicking around some of this stuff for a long time. But again, I think sometimes it's just having that, you know, the understanding of the technology, the techie part of it, a lot of people lack. And so we're techies and we bring that to the table. And for them, I think, you know, Wendy has thought for years about how do I bring this community closer together? How do I let residents know what's going on? How do we communicate, you know, all kinds of concerns in the best possible way? And so, you know, having a completely wired community is a wonderful chance to bring it together. And then if we have a physical space, that's even better yet.
Michael Limata is co-founder of Connecting for Good. Thank you so much for stopping by, Casey Currents.
It's been good to be with you. Thanks.
Connecting for Good is in the process of becoming a 501c3 nonprofit organization in Kansas and is just beginning to fundraise. Limata says once the Google Fiber network is up and running, they should be able to get their wireless network in Rosedale up in about 6 weeks.
Coming up, we get on the field and look at the social environment of organized sports for youth. You're listening to KC Currents.